Well, I thought it was one of the staggering omissions or droppings in recent time. Peter Neville and Matty Wade's in there. He's had a tough tour so far, Matty Wade. But we thought we'd check in with Pete and see how he's going. G'day, Peter.
Good morning, gents. How are we going?
Good, mate. Thanks for coming on the show this morning. How are you tracking?
Yeah, going well. I'm looking forward to playing cricket again. The season's finally rolled around and pre-season's over, so looking forward to getting stuck back into it.
Well, let's get first things first. How's married life, Pete?
It's going well. Yeah, it's exactly the same as it was before, which I
That's nice, mate.
That's very good. Hey, the preparation for a cricket season for you, we know how difficult it is physically for wicketkeepers. How much of your preparation is done working on physical as opposed to the skills, or do you, you're one of these people that try to combine the both?
Oh, well, this has been the first sort of opportunity I've had in probably the last sort of 2 or 3 years to get a full pre-season in. So I'm humming at the moment. It's been a very productive pre-season physically, and also, you know, devoting a lot of time to making sure my game's improving, you know, both with the bat and with the gloves.
Are you trying to be more aggressive with the bat, Pete?
Yeah, that's certainly one aspect I've been working on. It was sort of pretty pleasing after getting dropped to be able to make a few technical adjustments to finish the Shield season pretty strongly with the bat. But, yeah, I mean, I'm always looking to improve my game, and I think that power hitting aspect is one of them.
Mm. And who, that's your cricket, your batting covered off. What about your wicket keeping? Who do you turn to for your wicket keeping? And just making sure that, you know, everything's tracking in the right direction there.
Yeah, well, I've been very lucky. So before Hads went away on tour a couple of months back, did a bit with him, which is always good, sort of having a fresh set of eyes to look at what you're doing and see if there's anything they can see there. And also doing a fair bit of work with Dan Smith, former Blues keeper, and was lucky enough to catch up with Ian Healy last week in Brisbane. So getting a few different sets of eyes, having a look at things.
He's good, Heels.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He keeps it simple, though, doesn't he? It's not a...
Yeah, right.
He does.
It's,
I mean,
just feet, and he talks about how the ball sounds coming into the gloves, and I like his take on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, a lot of what we did as well was just, you know, sitting down having a chat about keeping as opposed to doing too much technical stuff, because I think his mental approach to the game, you know, it's nice and simple and it's very effective, and it was certainly effective for him throughout his career.
Have you gone to any vocal classes, mate, to yabber away more behind the stumps?
Oh, look, I mean, you know, I always sort of bring a lot of energy whenever I'm playing cricket. You know, it's just, you know, it's always been directed at my own teammates.
Exactly.
and trying to get the best out of them. You know, in answer to your question, no, I haven't had a plastic chair behind the nets or anything that I've been sitting on. I continue to keep working on my game to make sure I can help win cricket games. I think that's the most important thing.
Australia's 3-0 down in this ODI series against India from 3 games. How closely do you watch it, Pete?
Well, I had to get myself to bed at a decent hour last night, so only the batting innings last night. But, yeah, obviously very disappointing. I'm sure all the guys would be hurting. They're a very, very good cricket team, India, especially at home. So, unfortunately, they went down last night.
Pete, have you had a chat with the selectors? Are you still in the reckoning? Do you know?
Yeah, from everything I've been told, you know, I'm certainly in the frame.
Right.
You know, I was on standby for tours towards the back end of last year, should something have happened. So, you know, from what I understand, you know, I'm certainly in the frame.
That's good news.
Very much in the frame for the Sydney Sixers, re-signed last week. An expanded competition as well, an extra home game there at the SCG, Pete. And that, I know that the Ashes is looming large for you too, but for a lot of fans of the game, this is the big time of the year as well. So you must be excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be great sort of having a summer back in Sydney. I've been down at the Melbourne Renegades for the last 5 seasons, but back to where we won it in BBL1. And I've said during the week, you know, some of my fondest memories in cricket were winning the first ever Big Bash. So very excited to be back with the Sydney Sixers, playing with all my best mates in cricket.
Yeah, that's right. And New South Wales, from a squad point of view, mate, there's some good Shield games to start. The Aussie boys are available, but preparation's been good?
Yeah, preparation's been excellent. So we had about 9 days up in Brisbane over the last fortnight or so. And really looking forward to this one-day tournament. So I've selected our squad and got a young fast bowler by the name of Mickey Edwards, who has been very impressive, bowls with a lot of pace. has a bit of an X factor about him. So be great to see what he's capable of, you know, for New South Wales.
He's the guy who came on and fielded for Australia and immediately became a cult hero because he had a mullet. I was talking to Ed Cowan about him the other day.
Surfer.
Bowls 140 plus, and I said, oh, can he bowl outswing? He said, he bowls everything.
Yeah, wow.
So he's a bit of a talent. And he said he's not even the best cricketer in his family because he's got a younger brother coming through that's exceptional as well. I want to take you to the pay dispute, Pete, which was all the rage during the course of the year at different stages. Do you think there's any relationships being damaged out of that? Is it all kiss and made up now?
Oh, I mean, it's probably a bit hard to tell at this point in time. But yeah, I'm with the public in the sense that I'm sure, you know, everybody's glad that it's finally over and we can, you know, start focusing on cricket instead of that.
Yeah, no, it needed to come together and thankfully it did. Good on you, Pete. Listen, have a terrific season. Love to see you get another opportunity. So play well, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Peter Neville. So that's nice. He's been told he was on the
waiting
lists for tours and the communication seems to be there. It was a funny dropping, as I say, but he's in the frame, which is great news.
Well, you know, you look at it a lot closer than I do, Slash, but I look at that and I know Adam Gilchrist changed it for everyone, for wicketkeepers all around the globe with what he did with the bat. But first and foremost, you need people standing behind the stumps who are going to create pressure for the bowler on the batsman.
Take the
chances. Peter Neville's the best at it.
Yeah, certainly is.